in the summer.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Making the sunshine even brighter with ultra-fast broadband. White Fibre. A different kind of broadband. Because we care.
Human League. Don't you want me? It's Isle of Wight Radio. Hello. Morning. It's Paul, Jamie and Hayley here. Tuesday morning. You both all right?
Wonderful.
Very
thank
well.
You. How are you? It's nice to have Jamie back in.
Look
it's
at
nice.
Him. He's like a tanned god.
I was going to say, his little sick day, he's had a
yeah.
day in the
You've
sun,
You've got
to
stop
he?
Saying this.
I'll tell you what, you don't look very, you know, drawn.
I wasn't ill. It was my loo day.
Oh, there we go. Another
you know,
loo day.
Worked, you know, 7 days. I was owed a day.
Work.
So I was given it yesterday.
Work 7 days.
Well, yeah.
He didn't. You worked 6 days. Don't try that.
Not actually. If I
did
think
you work
about
last Sunday?
It's probably.
Did you work
10,
last Sunday?
Pretty much, yeah. I did actually.
So it wouldn't be 7 days then. It would be more like 13
No,
days,
I was going
Jamie.
Back the other way. So like last Sunday
don't
and Saturday.
Don't start trying to get the sympathy.
So technically, it's probably about 12 days.
Because guess
oh,
what?
You can tell that he's back.
Yeah.
Maybe 13, actually. But yeah, no,
guess
it's
what?
Good.
No
thank
one cares.
You. Yeah.
Thanks. Brilliant. Fantastic. Excellent. Well, you got Monday off. That's all right.
And it's weird because it feels like I haven't been here for ages.
Yeah, well, you haven't, to be fair.
Saturday.
Well, Saturday, yeah. Then you had Sunday, then Monday. Today's Tuesday, so that's nearly three straight days. If you work it all out. Something really bizarre happened to me the other day.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, when something happens and you think, I don't really know what to do with it.
Right.
So, I bought a pair of shoes.
Right.
I go in at a pair of shoes.
What, not out, but
at a pair of shoes. I think it came with a shoehorn.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's what? A posh pair of shoes.
I know the theory of a shoehorn, but I have no idea what to do with it.
Shoehorns are good.
I have no idea which way to stick it round.
Is it a long one or just a little one?
It's just a little one.
Okay.
Shoehorns? A long one.
Yeah, because you've got boots.
Oh,
if you've
yeah.
got boots, you get a long one.
You get one that's almost like the length from your knee to your foot.
And what's the plan with this?
Just you don't have to bend down
and
as far.
You don't have to bend down, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do with it then?
You put it in the back of your shoe.
Yeah.
And then you put your foot in the shoe. It slides in. Pull the shoehorn out. And there you go. You got your nice
posh shoes.
How
do you not know this?
I have never used or had the need to use a shoehorn before.
Have you not?
That is ultimate laziness.
Have you tried it since you...
You are?
It's rather than you think. Because you put your finger in the back of your shoe.
To pull them up.
Put it on. And you can scratch your finger.
Oh, you poor thing.
Wow. This will open a whole new world for you.
Skin like paper, poor old Jamie.
Shoehorns are one of them things that you don't really have and then you wish you had. Because when you get a new pair of shoes,
I have never in my life
Yes, because
thought,
you've never had
oh.
one.
Oh, if only, if I managed to go in the Cave of Wonders and find the magic lamp and I rubbed it, my first wish would be a shoehorn.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to use it, do you? You're not. No one's forcing you to use it.
No, if you've had a shoehorn and then you don't have a shoehorn anymore, you wish you had a shoehorn because it helps.
I genuinely...
So you don't know what you've missed.
I genuinely thought that I would bring this up and we would have a conversation about what is the point of a shoehorn. But I feel that you two are shoehorn regulars.
I just think they're helpful.
Yeah. Especially with new posh shoes. Like you've just said, your at shoes.
Well, you just open them up a bit more, don't you?
No.
No. Come on. What?
Is it like a loafer or is it like a brogue style?
I am, you know, at the age of 35, I have never needed a shoehorn.
Well, you,
and
do
I'm
you know
not going to start
Let's have
now.
This conversation next year and you will say about your shoehorn.
Yeah. You'll be a changed man.
You will.
You watch.
Have you got a long one?
Yeah.
I've just got a short one.
Well, I don't know what to do with mine.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good.
Wake me up. Isle of Wight Radio.
Little Mix and Hair at Isle of Wight Radio. Quarter past seven, latest travel news on the way. My goodness, I didn't realise it would create such a storm talking about a shoehorn. It feels as if I'm the only person that has not experience the shoehorn.
Well, clearly you are.
Okay, well, there's no need to be so aggressive about it.
Well, I'm not,
it.
I'm just saying.
I was just surprised in this day and age that they're still being made.
Because they'll always still be being used.
I don't feel there is. I've never needed.
So are you going to?
Yes, because you've never used one. If you've never used one, like when I was younger.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it now, though.
Well,
because you know, once I start. Become reliant upon the shoehorn, then you know.
Devastation if it snaps.
What? Is there danger involved in this?
No, not danger. It's just pure devastation, really, because then you haven't got a shoehorn.
I feel that you need to bring these new shoes and the shoehorn in tomorrow, and we can give you a lesson on how to use it.
I think I'll be fine. Thank you very much. I mean, what's really surprised me is...
There's no helping you, is there?
Quite expensive.
What, your shoes?
Well, they're not really shoes. I mean, they're flip-flops. So how does that work?
In the morning, with White Fibre. Experience the internet like never before. White Fibre. A different kind of broadband. Because we care.
Pick me up. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good.
Wake me up. Let's go. Isle of Wight Radio.
Come on, you've got to be in a better mood now. Love it, Kygo and Whitney Houston, Higher Love at Isle of Wight Radio, 24 minutes past seven. So it is driving everyone bananas. Please don't stop me in the street and go, but what is it? What is it? What is it? Go on. I won't tell anyone. Yeah, right. £680. What is that sound? That is the big question at the moment. What is that sound? If you think you know, don't dilly-dally. Get yourself registered. So easy to register. Just text the word radio sound and your name to 66777. 66777. And you could be winning £680. It's pounds for a sound with our friends at White Fibre. What could that sound be? Got a good feeling about today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Who will be winning? By the way, when you text, do not include your guess because that will instantly disqualify you. So don't include your guess. Just your name and the words radio sound to 66777. Text her at standard network rate. Right, 25 minutes past seven. News headlines on the way with Jamie. First of all, though, this is Olive.
Pick me up.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good.
Pick me up. Let's go. Isle of Wight Radio.
Rita Ora at Isle of Wight Radio, and we'll never let you down. Old Sick Notes back.
Right, do you know what? You've got to stop saying this. It's going to harm my future job prospects, you know.
To be fair, I think you do that all by yourself. You don't need our help.
Honestly.
Well, stop calling in sick then, Jamie.
I haven't done that for months.
It's only you that's letting yourself and your team down.
Yeah.
You lot are out
We're
of order.
Disappointed. Bless
you.
If you came in looking ill, he wouldn't be quite so bad. But you come in looking like that bloke who does the auction thing.
Oh, yeah.
David Dickinson.
David Dickinson.
That happened once a few years ago. I wasn't very well. I sat in the garden, fell asleep for about 2 hours, went into work the next day like a tomato. So sure you can imagine that.
See, I never know the rules on that. You know, if you're not feeling very well, are you able to sit out in the garden?
No.
But this
you
is
on the sofa or bed.
I think you are restricted to certain rooms when you're ill.
But you still feel like, I still feel like a school child when if you have to go to the shop when you've been off sick, and you're thinking, oh no, what if someone sees me?
I know. And it's just typical that you bump into someone, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you have to put on your really ill face.
Actually, yeah. I bumped into the big boss actually when I was ill. I was like, you know, it's such shock, isn't it? Like, oh, what do I do? No, and what do I say? Anyway, start limping as well.
I just run out of limb sip. Anyway, it is time for us to play.
I've got a limb and a sore throat.
I've got a really sore leg throat. Could you get that off the shelf? My arm's not very good either.
Can't reach.
I can see you doing that as well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you go into panic mode. Just drop to the floor. Like Andy from Toy Story.
Fainted.
Headline or hearsay then?
Passionate parents have been banned from watching their children's sports day after the school principal said it was unsafe, mainly due to shouting and that they tended to moan about the weather. The school in Lancashire sent parents a text message ahead of the event saying family wouldn't be allowed. They said the decision had not been taken lightly and was a necessary step for the safety of the children. Headline or hearsay?
It wouldn't surprise me.
I went to my nephew's sports day this year and you get so competitive watching them. It's bad. I was like, come on, Midge. Beat him. It's bad. So I can sort of half see that being true. Did you ever do the father's race?
No.
The dad's race?
No. No. I don't think they did it. I don't think they did it due to insurance. That's what I always thought. Or they looked at me and thought... These other dads just don't have a hope. Just don't have
a hope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm more of your kind of egg and spoon aficionado. I mean, if there was a World Cup or the Island Games ever introduced the beanbag throwing competition or the egg and spoon race, yeah. I'd be in. Because, to be fair, I was never allowed to do, like, the normal sports. No. It's like, oh, topping.
My brother...
What can we do for him? Let's have a look through.
Pick last.
Short and fat. what did he do? Yeah, okay. Running 100 yards with a beanbag on his head.
I remember my brother being so short at school that he used to put his legs inside the sack, you know, for the sack race. Come in the corner. In the corners. Oh. And then just running.
So what does Facebook say? Is that headline or hearsay?
Let's have a look. Andrea thinks it's headline, as does Anne. Alana says headline. Jamie looks sick. Thank you. Philip says headline, as does Elizabeth and Kel. And Elizabeth also says poor Jamie as well. I just thought I'd get that in. So yeah, everyone's saying headline.
Excellent. What are we going with?
Headline.
I think it's a headline as well.
Shockingly, it is a headline.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
A mum has revealed she accidentally named two of her children after famous alcoholic drinks and didn't realise because she's teetotal. Sarah Mennell's hit back after being trolled for naming her son and daughter Tia Marie and Jack Daniel. But she said she and her children aren't bothered by the name and said she chose them because people can't always have boring names. Headline or hearsay?
I don't care who you are, drink or no drink, you've heard of them names.
What was her surname? Heine Ken.
Smirnoff.
Dear Maria Smirnoff.
Heine Ken.
Oh, surely that can't be right. I definitely think that
is going to be hearsay.
Can you imagine? And the dog's called Hooch.
Isn't that a dog's name, though, in a film?
Is it?
Turner and Hooch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like what you did there.
Thanks.
You knew that, though, didn't you? Wow. So, Tia Marie and Jack Daniel.
What does Facebook say, Jamie?
Facebook says, Maureen says hearsay, Anne says headline, Philip says hearsay, Sarah says headline, Kel, Nicola... And Sam say hearsay, Craig and Andrea say headline, Alana and Elizabeth say hearsay. And Craig says he'd definitely name his Jack Daniels as well. Nina says hearsay as well.
Okay, let's go. What do you think?
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Headline.
No.
It is a headline, yeah.
Wow, that is a good one, Jamie. That is very good. That is above your normal standard.
If you think you like spicy food, then you have nothing on this chap who eats 20 chicken wings almost every day. Liam Freeman is addicted to the delicacy so much he eats it almost every single day for either lunch or dinner. And to spice things up even more, the 23-year-old from Liverpool also likes to add pots of barbecue or peri-peri sweet sauce to make it even tastier. Headline or hearsay?
Jamie, you shouldn't have told me what you had for dinner last night, because that's where the inspiration come from for you writing that.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking, no.
This
you said you had
at the
spicy
weekend.
Curry last night.
Let's be honest, definitely wasn't spicy. Korma, job done.
No, Jamie, go for a curry with Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm more sort of your...
I'm like you.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Remember the last curry we went to? You basically cried at the table.
Can you call my mum? This really hurts.
He literally did, sat there thinking he's all, you know, all tough. And within 2 minutes, he was like, Jamie, can you get the waiter?
The most embarrassing thing
was that I didn't call the waiter over. The waiter came over and said, is this a bit too hot for you? Do you swap it?
He sat there in a puddle, like struggling
only
hard.
Because drinking I said to the waiter, can you recommend a curry that isn't too hot? And basically, he just brought out a bowl of lava. I bet in the kitchen they're going, watch this. Switch the CCTV on to record. 250 quid's on its way.
Brilliant.
So what do we think? Chicken wings, headline or hearsay? Facebook says...
Elizabeth says headline, Alana says headline, Sam and Anne say hearsay, Nicola and Kel say headline, Philip says headline, and Maureen says hearsay. So
I think this could be a headline.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that someone just gets in the habit of eating something each day.
Okay, this is like the guy who has Christmas dinner every day.
Could have Christmas dinner every day.
Oh, I'm glad you don't.
Bad enough as it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Very high in fibre. So we'll go with...
I can't remember.
Andrea and Yasmin both say headline.
Okay, let's go headline then.
I think we should go hearsay, Jamie.
Okay, let's go hearsay.
Why do you do this every time?
I will go headline.
No, go hearsay.
No, we were going to go headline.
No, we were going to go hearsay.
Paul says
headline.
Paul has the final say. It is hearsay.
Oh, what?
Jamie won.
2-1. Thank you, Paul. Oh, wow, that's an emotional roller coaster this morning.
7:45, Isle of Wight Radio in the sunshine. July the 16th, highs today of 22 degrees. Sometimes I feel
like topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
It feels good. Wake me
up. Isle of Wight Radio.
Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. So on our Facebook page, later... you'll be able to get this, win a pair of tickets to go and see the brand new Lion King movie. There is so much going on at Cineworld this weekend. Keep an eye out for our Facebook page because they have a whole Lion King day going on.
Oh.
And we have a pair of tickets that you could be going on to see the film that everyone is raving about. The most talked about film, I think, of the summer.
There was a little clip that I saw yesterday with Timon and Pumbaa when they first see Simba. And I'm like, oh, I literally like...
It's an emotional film.
It is. I can't wait to see this. I've seen it in the theatre.
So I did actually
loved
as well.
It. I actually nearly cried at the beginning. It was really emotional.
I know. Once you say, can I have a programme? And they tell you how much they are. I feel exactly the same way. I'm like, it's so emotional.
Can you pick me up? Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
David Guetta, When Love Takes Over, 7:07. It's Isle of Wight Radio, and it is that time.
Pounds. For a sound. Win with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
£680 up for grabs. Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, thanks, Paul.
Good. So tell us, what do you do, Mark?
I work part-time in salvage and reclamation, but I'm actually a tree surgeon, retired, but I can't do it anymore, it's too physical. I haven't got the body for it anymore.
Did they give you the chop?
they gave me the chop, Thanks.
Wow. It's as good as it's going to get. I'm here all day. Thank you very much, Mark. So, whereabouts on the island are you?
I'm in Ryde, Paul.
Excellent. Are you going to be able to enjoy the sunshine today?
I will. I'm going to make sure of it.
Fantastic. Well, if you need if you need any hints or tips on tanning, then Jamie is here. what's your top tan other than calling sick?
What's my... Seriously, I don't know how many times. Just enjoy the weather.
I don't know how many times. It's unbelievable.
He'll be having on a warning soon.
Sorry about Paul, Mark. Just enjoy the sunshine, definitely.
I will do, yes, I will.
Is that your serious advice?
Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy the sunshine.
You know, put plenty of factor 20 on, you'll be fine.
Excellent. Mark, let's get down to business. £680 up for grabs with White Fibre. It's pounds for a sound. Let's have a listen. Remember, I can only take your first answer, so think carefully before you say it. Here we go.
Okay.
That is the sound. Let's hear it again. What do you think it is?
I believe it's starting a lawnmower.
Starting a lawnmower. Let's find out, shall we?
Pounds. Pounds. For a sound.
I Love White Radio.
Oh, Mark, it's not starting a lawnmower, but I know exactly what you mean there.
Oh, I was convinced it was. Oh, dear.
Mark, thank you so much for playing.
That's all right.
Enjoy the sunshine today. Pick me
up. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good. Pick me up.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Now, not only are we first for Isle of News on your radio, not only are we edutainment, but we're also looking after our listeners' health all the time.
Yep.
You know, we could almost open the lines and give people medical advice.
Yes.
You know, that's how much we care about this, other than Jamie, of course, because the only reason...
Here.
We know so much about illnesses.
I'm not even ill.
It's from Jamie.
I wasn't even ill. It was a new day.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
You're confusing me with Glyn,
I think. Nothing's contagious, is it?
So, I don't know whether you've heard this before, but you know when you go away on holiday, apparently when you get back, the most dangerous thing in your house is the shower. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
Apparently, there is an increase in people getting Legionnaire's disease. And Legionnaire's disease is basically grown as the bacteria, whatever it is, in stagnant water. So that water in your shower...
Oh, so you need to...
...sits there for 2 weeks or whatever and can be actually quite dangerous. In fact, to the point that some doctors now... there's one particular guy, he says that the advice is to turn, when you get back from
holiday,
turn the shower on for 20 minutes, leave the bathroom.
20 minutes?
Yeah, to make sure it's totally flushed through. 20 minutes. And then go back quickly in the bathroom, turn it off and leave it for at least an hour so that any spores that are going around
can go. Killed by the steam.
And apparently he does this every single time he comes back from holiday.
Wow.
That's
his water bill must be massive.
I was going to say, he's obviously met my daughters who, you know, 20 minutes is just the warm-up for the shower. It's 16 minutes past eight. It's Isle of Wight Radio. We have the game with no name on the way in just a few moments' time. First of all, we're going to catch up with the latest travel news. That's next with Hayley.
Pick me up. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good.
Pick me up. I Love White Radio.
Who's going to go first?
Hayley can go first.
Okay.
Bear with. On the way, here's the music.
Female Good Morning Britain presenter is having a day in the country.
I know this one.
Did you cheat?
No. Charlotte Hawking is walking.
Nope.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I can't remember what the other one's called. Oh.
Hang on a minute.
Susanna.
I hope this isn't. I hope this rhymes.
It definitely rhymes.
Okay. I have no idea. If you think you know at home and you want to give it a go, no prizes. 822-002 just for fun, just to show that you're much more intelligent than either Jamie or I. Or could it just be another one of those Hayley specials?
I've got a feeling it is, you know.
Do I
you?
Don't think yeah. it is.
Well, let's go through them. There's Penny. Is it Penny?
I don't know.
What's her name? Who's the other one?
Susanna Reid.
Susanna Reid.
Kate Garraway.
Kate Garraway.
Is it one of them?
It's Susanna Reid.
Okay.
Susanna
Reid. What's
Reid.
She doing?
She's in the country.
It's not countryside, is it?
She's in the countryside.
Susanna Reid.
In the countryside.
No, it's not that.
Thank goodness for that.
Susanna Reid.
Is having a doubt in the country. Do you know it? Shall I tell you?
Yes, you're going to have to.
Susanna Reid is wearing tweed.
Oh, do you know what?
Is that good?
Yeah, we can't knock that.
Thank you.
I can a little bit.
Why?
It does rhyme. Just your clue is rubbish.
Cryptic.
Hmm.
Jamie.
Happy season, that.
Oh, I'm so clever.
Superstar French DJ is wearing a long sleeve top.
I know this one.
You've cheated.
Hayley.
How have I cheated?
Go for it.
David Guetta is wearing a sweater.
A sweater.
It is, yeah. Well yeah. done.
Okay, my go then. Oh, here we go. Good. Victoria Beckham.
Ooh.
Eating a Chinese.
Posh spicy chow mein.
Posh spice eating rice.
It's the right answer.
Posh spice eating chow mein.
I mean, I'm not good at rhyming.
It's the first Chinese dish I could think of.
Posh spice eating spare ribs. Is it that one? Is it that one? 28 minutes past 8, latest headlines next with Jamie.
Pick me up. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It feels good.
Pick me up. Let's go. Isle of Wight Radio.
Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same. Of course, she was on the Isle of Wight a couple of years ago now. The Isle of Wight Festival. It is time for us to play today's test of time. Are we ready for this?
I am ready.
I am asking the questions. Hayley is answering. Jamie is on the interactive dinger.
Boop.
Jamie's not ready.
Yeah, Jamie's not ready.
Oh, sorry.
What, do you know what? What is it with you? If you're not here...
God, don't you whine.
Because you're sick. You're here and you're not ready.
Don't speak quietly. He's not feeling well.
I know. She's got a bit of fog on this morning, aren't you?
He's not 100%.
Hang on. Let me just...
Anyway, let's continue.
We can do this without
I'm
him.
I'm not... there we go.
2012. Thousands of athletes and officials began arriving. But for what?
God, this must be the easiest question ever.
Shut up, no one's asking you. It's the Winter Olympics.
On this day.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Oh, it's not in the winter. Go on, say the question again for me.
Oh, for goodness
sake. On this day, lots of athletes
Thousands
arrived.
Thousands of foreign athletes and officials began arriving. For what?
And what year was it?
2012.
It was the World Cup. Oh, no, 2012. That's 7 years ago. That's the Olympics.
Yes, it is. They arrived in London.
You are not getting a yes for that.
For the Olympic Games. Oh, Hayley.
Winter Olympics in July.
So, it's winter somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you were thinking. You didn't think arriving here, did you?
No, I didn't think arriving here.
1955. Stirling Moss became the first Englishman to win what?
Is this in the Olympics?
Stirling Moss. I'm sure someone must have said to you in the past, you drive like Stirling Moss.
Yeah.
Oh, the Grand Prix.
Which one?
The British Grand Prix.
Is the right answer, yeah. 1935. The first one of these meters was installed in Oklahoma City in Oklahoma. But what sort of meter was it?
A weather meter.
Jamie doesn't even know.
Yeah, Jamie, why are you doing that?
It is wrong.
Yeah.
What sort of meter do you think it would be? 1935.
I don't really know what sort of meters there are out there, other than a parking meter.
Is the right answer. Bless you. 1439. What was banned in England to stop the spread of disease and pestilence? Banned entirely. Get in all sorts of trouble.
Dogs?
No.
Was it an insect?
No.
Food?
No.
People?
Something to do with people.
Boys.
Boys were banned in 1439 to stop the spread of disease and pestilence.
I don't know.
Kissing.
Oh, kissing.
Kissing.
Oh, do you know this? We had this last year. I remember this question.
Oh, they come round again, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, there you go. But you didn't remember it well enough,
no.
Did you? That's the only problem. I don't know whether you've been to our Facebook page. But it's causing quite a stir. Yesterday's...
I'm never going to live this one down. I'll let you have this because Jamie's always sick.
Yesterday's headline or hearsay in front of a bunch of athletes all holding their gold, silver and bronze medals. And Hayley's, let's just say, is in her sportswear.
Holding my own trophies.
It's on our Facebook page now. Don't forget to go to notifications on our Facebook page, click on it, and then choose see it first, because we've got some amazing competitions coming up very, very soon on there. Facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Twenty to nine. Pick me
up. Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
White Radio.